This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Repealing the Affordable Care Act would have devastating consequences for people all across the country. And it's not something that Democrats support, nor should they. And we're seeing that a lot of Republicans are queasy about supporting it. And they should be. Because of the obvious, tangible, direct consequences that will have on the lives of millions of people across the country.
The Democrats take aim. The Republicans say, you wait and see what we have in store for you. Obamacare, front and center in Washington, D.C. And that's where we begin, my friends. Welcome to America tonight. Kate Delaney, the skipper of this ship. Here we are, thrust back into the choppy waters of health care. But we've been living this. Did you pay your premium? Oh, I paid mine. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Wednesday ripped into President-elect Donald Trump on plans to repeal Obamacare and make cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Sanders, who we all know his saga, lost the Democratic presidential nomination to Hillary Clinton, said that either Donald Trump lied to the American people or he's got to say that he'll veto any cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. He said that not only is the Republican plan to take health care away immoral, it violates promises that Trump made to America during his campaign. Bernie Sanders was on the Hill, and he was part of a group saying that you're going to make America sick again. While that was happening on one side of Congress, Vice President-elect Mike Pence told Republicans privately on Wednesday that Trump would issue executive orders on his first day in office that would seek to, what he says, would ensure the insurance marketplace that it's not disrupted by an outright Obamacare repeal. House Speaker Paul Ryan also said they would focus on maintaining patient care, so read into those remarks what you will. That was Josh Earnest, by the way, at the top of the show, the White House spokesperson for at least another couple of weeks. Because, batter up, things are changing, obviously, in D.C. But it does signify that, for sure, health care, is we knew it was going to be top on the agenda, it was going to be right there. But I think it's first out of the gate. I think the first thing we're going to see out of the gate is probably Obamacare and whatever these executive orders end up being. By the way, a quick reminder, don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, we are into football playoff territory, my friends. So that means we still have Nail the Score, and people are getting really close. And when people get close to nailing the score, so you're not exactly nailing it, but you're getting close, oh, there's a chance that somebody will actually nail it. And how cool would that be? So you don't have to know football. You just have to be able to guess. It's like bingo. You pick a team, you give us a score. Coming up at the tail end of this hour. Grim, let's jump over to Grimm and tell all of you, you can also throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Kate. Busy as can get up, but that's a blessing.
Yay!
I heard two stories that follow your byline on the opening. One, did you hear what Schumer had to say?
About health care and what they called it, Make America Sick Again, yeah.
Well, no, he actually come out and said he wanted to see exactly what the Republicans had. He wanted to see it. Stick it out there so where we can read it. Put it out there.
Oh, yeah. He taunted them. He was part of that group that was there with the sign with Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the original one 4,000 pages, and didn't they say that we don't have to read it. We just go ahead and enact it. And then we'll see where it goes from there. And isn't that the way the Democrats feel? We don't need to read legislation. We just need to pass it and we'll work.
Well, yeah, I said that. I said there's no question. I remember I was every year I was in Washington, and I would say that. I would say, what did you read in it, and what about this? Well, we know we're going to make changes. Well, that law was enacted in 2010. So when Senator Schumer says that, yes, the Republican plan would create health care chaos, and then says on MSNBC, I think we can really nail him. And it's good. The Republicans want to make America sick again. They have to remember they had 6 years to do something about the law that they threw in there, saying that they were going to make it right, and they never did anything to it.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. And not only that, they've taken over the ethics committee.
Yeah.
Control, no longer independent. And this is really just violating their ethics. You know, I mean, Kate, you just, you know, it's snake oil salesman, you know. I got the cure-all for cancer, and it don't cure anything because it's just water.
Right.
You know, and that's all they're doing. Well, ethically, I'm being immoral and unethical in my professionalism because I'm supposed to be a professional at this. And that's just a sheer violation. To me, it's a big violation because, it causes death. And that's exactly what we've had. But then on the other side, I also heard on the Republican side that they're not really going to squash the Obama health care. They're going to go after the funding for it. And I also heard to some extent that they may just go ahead and rewrite Obama health care. And it's going to even be more costly to the people.
It's going to cost serious money. We know that. And it can't, in a blink of an eye, it can't just go away. You have to go through. But so this has been long promised, this whole repeal thing. But you got to have something in place. They got to have something in play. And supposedly there is something we don't know about. So we'll see what that is.
Well, we're going to see because I guarantee you, the people ain't paying for it. They're getting sick of paying and paying and paying and not getting
right
return.
And I agree with that. I'm sick of paying.
Oh yeah. You know, I mean, what do you mean? A $200. What was it? What the copay? You know, what do you mean? $20 copay.
Yeah.
Here's 50 cents.
Yeah.
You're lucky to get that out of me.
Right. It's crazy.
I mean, they got no copay. If you're working for the government, even state, you got no copay. And you got 100%. And in most cases, you got
That's the best health care.
Yeah, you got 100%. You also got 100% on all your meds. And you get dental, too.
Right.
Whereas if you're working for a private company or even a manufacturer or something like that, you got 80-20. Well, you used to have 80-20. I'm sorry to say that's gone underneath Obama health care. And you had, I started out at $10 copay, but no dentist. You had to pay your meds 70%. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is. And of course, what happens is people don't go, thanks, Grim, to the doctors. Throw in, whatever, 855-266-5283.
So share the modern world with me.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Nothing like a good guitar riff, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot of things to jaw about, as always. And coming up in our next segment, the mailbag is full. Big, juicy reminder that we've got Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the show. So our last segment, don't forget about Nail the Score, for goodness sake. I get so many emails about it. I love it because I know somebody really wants to nail the score. I cannot control who nails the score. I mean, you know, if I could give you the answer, I would. But there is no answer. I don't know what's going to happen any given Sunday. Who knows what's going to happen? Right? I don't know. You don't know. We're guessing. It's like Keno. I used to live in Vegas, and I always thought it was crazy. People would, when they came to visit, they'd want to go, let's go to the buffets or wherever, go to Caesars. And there, you could be eating, and there would be Keno boards all over the place. You could sit there. They were smart. If they could get a buck out of your pocket, they're getting that buck. For goodness sake, they have penny slots, right? So you'd be sitting there looking at this juicy omelet and your coffee and whatever, and there's those numbers popping up, poo, 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 in the background. And people are sitting there like bingo and filling out numbers and putting in their money, and the waitress is taking the money and getting the Keno card. And, you know, any way they can get that money, they even want to shake you down for change when you come out of the casino. I always found that super fascinating. So don't forget about Nail the Score again at the tail end. You don't have to pay anything. You just have to call up, pick a team, and tell us a numerical guess. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Speaking of risk, darling, how are you coming with your ukulele?
You know, it's funny that you think of the ukulele, because I'm coming along pretty well. You know, I didn't have any musical skills, so I had, like a baby, I had to start with everything, the basics,
well, you are
and learning it.
You are going to put on a performance for us before too
long. I will. I will do it. I'm glad that you. I'm serious. I'm glad you brought that up, because I love the ukulele. It's kind of crazy.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm going to get political. Now, Brian and the rest of the little Republicans better pay real close attention to what Trump tells them, because Ryan will not be Speaker for very long if he does not do what Trump tells him. I mean, they'll figure a way to get him out of there, even if they have to vote him out in 2 years. And
I agree.
It's going to be Trump's way, or it's going to be the highway. This guy is a businessman. He runs his businesses to make money, and he's going to run the government to make money. And he's going to make the government stronger, better. And we have got a superb candidate in Trump. He's picked some really brilliant people. I mean, the Democrats are just beside themselves. They don't know how to deal with this guy. And he's got them flummoxed. They just are out of the woods here. They just do not know what they're going to be able to do. And they're all screaming and crying. They got all these professors that are all going to protest against blah, 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 this guy or that guy. And what they don't understand is he doesn't care what they say. It's just noise to him, and he's going to tune out, and it's going to be his way or the highway.
I agree with that. I think, you know, I don't think, I know. He doesn't play the political game. He doesn't have to. So whatever happens is just going to happen. He's not going to worry about it. You're right.
Listen, I'll be back with you on Nail the Score, baby.
Awesome. So Dan in Texas coming back for more for Nail the Score. You do the same thing. By the way, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Mitch McConnell has to say about what Dan just said. The people that are trying to stand in the way of the confirmations. I said this, if there is ever a sure bet, the sure bet is there's nobody that's going to stand in the way of the confirmations, because there's, first of all, the numbers don't add up. There's not enough numbers to stand in the way. So that's not going to happen. In fact, here's what McConnell had to say about the confirmations.
Yeah, I believe all of our all the president-elect's cabinet appointments will be confirmed.
Yeah, because the numbers are there, and because, like, Rex Tillerson did what he had to do to not be connected to the current Exxon money, you know, put it in a trust, and that's what he had to do. So going through what the orders would be, which would mean that Barbara McMahon is going to do, you know, the business thing. It means that Rex Tillerson is going to be the Secretary of State. It means that all of the names that we've heard along the way are the ones who are nominated will get in. I mean, you know, Chuck Schumer says there are 8 Trump cabinet nominees that he says are troublesome. But nobody's listening, Chuck, because you don't have the horses to back it up. Numbers are numbers. So with these hearings beginning for a number of the cabinet picks, and you've got already an overlap on a single day, which is January 11th, that's why McConnell's saying that the Senate is ready to confirm some of the nominees right after Trump is inaugurated on the 20th, just like they did when Obama took office. Under, just for fun, I'm going to tell you this, under the Senate rules, I checked on this, Democrats can delay Senate confirmation nominees, but they can't block them on their own. So Schumer's list included Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, Betsy DeVos for Education, Steve Mnuchin for Treasury, Scott Pruitt for the EPA, Mike Mulvaney for the Budget Director, Tom Price for Health and Human Services, Andy Puzder for Labor, and Wilbur Ross for Commerce. He says he wants their full paperwork before the hearings are scheduled, saying that only a few have turned it in while most haven't. He also says he wants their tax returns particularly because some are billionaires, and he says there's potential conflicts of interest. The hearing for DeVos is scheduled for January 11th, and he's saying we don't have any info on her. And she's got a $5 million fine outstanding that she refuses to pay, and it's a $5.2 million fine that Ohio hit her with for campaign finance violations back in 2008. So what Schumer is saying is there are so many issues about so many of them that to rush them through would be a disservice to the American people. And then, of course, Schumer, I was so surprised that initially he didn't say Jeff Sessions, but Schumer also said there's concern with Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General, his anti-immigration stance, positions on voting rights acts, that kind of stuff. And he said, that there's just so many questions, so much paperwork that has to get in, but hogwash, it's going through. Now, it's fun to think of Mitch McConnell, because I would love to be a fly on the wall and listen to some of his, I'll call them off-the-record conversations. Because if you remember, McConnell was the guy who, for a year, blocked Merrick Garland, who was the Supreme Court nominee for Barack Obama after Justice Antonin Scalia died on February 13th. Of last year, and he knows, so he certainly knows what that's like, but that's a Supreme Court choice. It's not the cabinet, so I don't believe you're going to have any big blockade, because you just can't. You know what I'm saying? There is no numerical system that will work out in favor of the Democrats to say, screw it, we're just going to be difficult because, yeah, we like a couple of them, or we're okay with a couple of them, but we're going to block some of these other ones. No, he can say whatever he wants about who's troublesome, but that's not linking to reality, because the Republicans are just crushing the Democratic leadership right now. Just crushing them. We're going to crush it with your emails as we dive into the mailbag. Hang through.
It's a losing game and you'll never win. Keep walking away. I don't want to play. I don't want to play because you always win.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The world can be a magical place, only if you allow it to be. Much like Siegfried and Roy, they had the white tigers and eventually one of the white tigers attacked them. But you know what? Roy's still alive and he's still doing magic. Why? Because he allows there to be magic in this world and in his life. That's what magic is about.
It's magic. Slammed with massive emails. Thanks to you, that tall dude in the back. Oh, yeah, that woman sitting up front. So on that note, here at America Tonight, we aim to please and try to get all these emails answered. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, this one from Pat. Kate, I'm so sick of the Democrats' nonsense with this Make America Sick Again. They did it in the first place. Hey, listen, I give anybody credit who tried to do something with this mess of a nightmare of health care. But, and forget the parties, but when the Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act and said to you on the air, you had several people, and this was said to others as well over and over again, they wanted to get something passed and they would work on fixing the problems with health care, but now they had the legislation in place and didn't do it. Shame on them. They had 6 years, so let's see what the Republicans can do, right? All is fair in love and war and crappy health care in the United States of America. Bing. Let's go to Lou. Lou, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, Sarasota is your town, darling. You need to get down here. Maybe you need to do your show from Sarasota. How about it? White, pretty beaches. Fun, fun, fun people. Happy hour prices all day long. Great shell hunting. Anyway, talking about what's happening with the confirmations coming up, I heard you with your big, bad, bold prediction that everybody would be confirmed. I agree, because there's nobody to really stop the Trump train. You have Republicans stacking the deck in both halls of Congress, as you know, so that bodes well for him. It does bode well for him in the sense that unless it's just something, you know, there'd be some Republicans that aren't going to go along with it, but the numbers are high enough that he, you just know it. They're not going to have a problem with this. You'd have to come up with something that you couldn't overcome. That's what it would have to be. And so far, it doesn't look like that's there. There's no there. So if there's nothing that's been uncovered on somebody that you just can't live with, then what's going to stop it? You know, if you had Democrats in, different story, especially if it was more Democratic control, Tillerson especially, I think Jeff Sessions especially, probably another couple nominees would get massive, massive scrutiny. This one from Brian Delaney. Did you happen to notice the statistics? I know you're into polls and numbers. I hear you say that all the time. Did you see the wicked number that was put on guns being bought in 2016? People fear that that right is going to go away, and I understand it. I don't think they should be in fear of that, but I think that is the reason that that number was so large. Yeah, the some of the threats, some of the possibilities with guns. So you saw incredible, you're right, incredible gun sales in 2016. 27, they say through looking at background checks and stuff, they know the number, but 27 million guns were bought. So that's a high level. The FBI just released, that's why that's fodder out there. The FBI just released background check numbers, so that equates to gun sales, and it was pretty high, 4 million more than in 2015. And that doesn't include guns sold or given to friends and family. It doesn't include any of that. It just includes the ones that you have on the books, I'll call it that. So I think there are a couple of reasons for that. Some of the shooting, some of the worry about guns in general. And they, I was reading a story in out of one of the Washington papers where the marketing director for one of the biggest gun sellers in Charlotte, North Carolina, is where this store is, said that we're pleased that more and more Americans are taking responsibility for their own personal safety. Not only are they buying guns at a record pace, and this is the Hyatt gun store, but they're getting trained and preparing themselves. Now, I love that. He's saying that a lot of people are taking self-defense seriously, so they're also getting trained. They're also learning how to use it. They're also taking classes, all of that, and I think that's really good. Because I'm about responsible gun ownership, right? There's so many odd things that that can happen that are unforeseen. Somebody getting a hold of a gun, even though normally it's in a lockbox, whatever. You know, so the more responsibility around a gun, the better. And, of course, the better you're equipped to use it, hopefully you never have to discharge a weapon. You don't have some crazy break-in scary thing happen. But if that's your reason, you have to be prepared to use it correctly. I mean, nothing worse than these botched attempts to protect your family. It can be difficult anyway. Is it dark? Where is it stored? All that kind of stuff. But if you are skilled, adept at using your weapon, because you've practiced, you've done it, you've practiced, you are careful with the gun, you make sure that you store it correct, all that stuff, right? And so the more I hear things like that, the better. I just heard this from somebody at a gun range in Texas, not too far from where I live. We were having this conversation, and he was saying how he was pleased that more and more people were asking for help and were taking classes so can, you know, to get the concealed weapon, you have to take a class and all of that. And, you know, hey, responsible ownership. That's what it is. That's what it's about. Let's go to another one. This one is from LG, who says, Kate, I am so sad by what I saw out of Chicago. The special needs guy that was tortured on Facebook Live, it is just appalling to me. I've worked with special needs children my whole life, and they are precious. And to do that to another human being is absolutely despicable. The only good thing I can say about it is once they were going in that direction and they went to Facebook Live, it made it easy for the police, who are having big problems in Chicagoland, to know who it was and to figure out a way to apprehend them. So they do have the suspects in custody, and they will be charged. So there will be, I believe, justice carried out, and that is an incredibly positive note to a very unpositive, sad story. Yep, it is a terrible story. No question about that. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Mo. Kate, wow, a train crash in New York. I cannot believe that nobody was killed. I saw the story on my nightly news, and I looked at where that train, that Long Island train, crashed in Brooklyn, and it looked pretty violent to me. Yeah, it does look really, it does look like somebody would have been killed in that, but somebody broke their leg, they say, is the worst injury, and about 100 people were injured. People were disoriented. It was like a boom. It scared them. They then crawled to safety. They said the structure started shaking. So people were thinking a bomb went off because, you know, if you're upstairs, you're on a platform somewhere, you don't know what it is. So there was about 700 people on the train, and they all of a sudden it was jolted. And people just, they describe it, people that were in the middle of this, that people just went flying because, of course, that's what happens. They were on the seat, and you have this damaged car, and you had passengers saying that there was a lot of smoke afterwards. They were taken away on stretchers and wheelchairs. Some had neck braces, bleeding, limping, crutches, just trying to get their bearings, I guess, after being jolted like that. Probably half asleep was during the morning rush hour. Maybe reading, or certainly not paying attention like, oh, wow, we're going to crash right now. Doubtful. And even the governor visited the crash site and said, what happened with the operator, we don't know. They're going to investigate why the operator didn't stop the train before it smashed into the bumping block. They don't have an answer for that. But at least it wasn't fatal, because that terminal is so busy. It's a hub for 9 subway lines. All right, coming up, we're going to nail the score. I feel it. I know it.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
We're in the playoffs. Here we go. The Raiders and the Texans. Will that be the game? Perhaps. One never knows what will happen when the computer has its day and the computer makes the pick. It could be the Giants and the Packers. Could be the Dolphins as well. Could be the Seahawks. Game could be the Seahawks and the Lions. Who knows? So on that note, Nathan Reeder, he got muscles. He must have been lifting weights or something over the break. But Nathan, all pumped up and ready to go. Pull out that computer, let it rip. Oh, you gotta love this. The Giants and the Packers. The Packers being led by Aaron Rodgers, who has reeled off 6 straight wins. He promised it, and it happened. A lot of people are whispering his name for MVP, MVP. Bottom line is, the Packers backed into the playoffs, and now they've got this playoff game against the New York Giants. So who do you like? The Packers or the G-Men? Pick a team and just give us a numerical guess, the score. So 35-17 Giants, 28-21 Packers, or any numbers in between. Here's the numbers to jingle to be a part of Nail the Score. 855-266-1 855-266-5283. And let's see what direction you all decide to go as we get ready to go to those callers who are in our virtual green room. Let's see, let's go to Everett in the great state of Washington. All right, Everett, pick your poison. Do you like the New Yorkers or the Packers?
It's got to be the frozen tundra. 27 Packers, Giants 16.
27-16, the Packers. All right, especially the what Aaron Rodgers has done in these last six games has been phenomenal to watch, Everett. I know you're watching these games, so thank you for that. Again, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. You can always send me an email with your scoring guests, too, as well. Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm excellent. What do you think, Giants or Packers?
Oh, Giants, for sure.
Giants, I love it. So the Giants, what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go 34-17. Giants.
34-17. I like it. What's the weather like in Maine right now? Does it feel like 30 below?
No. It's in the high 30s, low 40s. Maybe down to the low 30s. We had some rain the other day.
That's not bad at all.
So, yeah, no, it's not been as cold as it could have been.
All right, so that's great football watching weather because you can, you know, it's a little cool, but it's not ridiculous. Thanks, Sharon. I have great memories of Maine. As a kid, we used to go to Maine to go see the leaves turn. That's the best time to go there. She'd tell you that too, because then it's just crispness in the air and it's not, you know, crazy ridiculous. Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Can you spell here's the thing. Can you spell Mississippi? Remember in school, that used to be what it was. How do you spell Mississippi? I think that's like the first state I learned how to spell because it rhymed and we had to spell it.
Oh, well, you know, poor I trick.
Exactly. And that's what I learned. So that's so funny. So I know that you'll be paying attention to what's happening with these games. Packers, do you like the Packers or do you like the Giants?
Well, really, neither. I'm AFC all the way.
I love it.
If we have to go this route, NFC, then I got to throw the Grim wrench in there. I'm going to say New York Giants are going to beat the Packers 17-19.
So 19-17, G-Man.
Yeah, this is the marble bag here for both teams.
Oh, it is.
And you're going to see a defensive battle with very little offensive gain, just like when they first played and New York beat them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be interesting. I like your score. Grim, we'll see if you're right. I know you are dying to nail the score. You're not the only one. There are a lot of people that are trying to get in on the nail the score action. I'll give you the numbers again, 855-266-5283. Dale, where are you? 855-266-5283. Pete trying to keep up with the days. All right, so, and by the way, our next Nail the Score will be on Monday, okay? Red alert, Monday. Can she say it again? Monday, I'll keep telling you. All right, Dan in Texas. I think we got Dan in Texas.
Yes, you do.
All right, Dan, what do you think?
34-27 Packers.
Ooh, so you like the high scoring.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out, shootout.
Well, that certainly would call for that if it's 34-27.
I got a little poem for you.
Yes, hear it.
Okay. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I know you'll take me sooner or later, but I pray like me you're a procrastinator.
That's a good one. I'm keeping that one. Now, say this again. Now I lay me down to sleep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I pray my soul. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I know you'll take me sooner or later.
I know you'll take me sooner or later.
But I pray, you're a procrastinator.
I love it. I love it, Dan. Thank you. That's right. We all want more life. Thanks, Dan. You know, I just had this conversation. I know this is in the parking lot. That's what I call a parking lot when you segue from something that you're doing. And we are nailing the score. And if you did email me your scores, you will be locked and loaded. Don't worry about that. But I just had this conversation with somebody. I was in a bookstore the other day. I know. I found a bookstore. And when I was looking around, I was looking at the different sections. So there's sports and psychology and romance and mystery and, you know, you name it. And then I noticed that the self-help section was just, besides young literature, because that's just exploded, it was the biggest section. And I asked somebody, hey, do you sell a lot of these self-help books? And they said, are you kidding? It's like such a huge category, and it seems to have ramped up again. And especially when it comes to positive thinking, whatever. And I think, you know what? I mean, I get it. If we had a philosophical discussion about the afterlife and what do you think, but for all the things that you can enjoy and partake of, that's why I always say we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. Of all the things you can partake in and be involved in, it's hard to get the misery thing for me, because there's always something new, awesome, different, whatever that you can jump in and explore and go do and take a walk in the woods. I don't know. Smash another golf ball. That's what I think. Just one more hole, please. Now I lay me down to sleep. Just one more hole is all I ask. That's how I feel sometimes. All right, so let's go to Nathan Reeder, who isn't concerned about any of that right now. Nathan, what's your guess?
Yeah, I don't concern about misery.
Yeah, you're not concerned about misery. No.
Just sports. Sports.
That's right. You're a sports fan.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a numbers fan, and I like just trying to turn it around. I'm gonna go with 21-18. Or 21-17. Let's do that. 21-17.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Packers.
Wow, Packers.
Yeah.
All right, Packers. So Nathan's in Minneapolis, and to pick the Packers is like a mortal sin. All right, I'm going to say it's the Packers, and I think the score is 38-34, highest score on the board. Good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.